Welcome to LOA Today. I'm Walt Thiessen here with Louis D'Souza. Today is Monday, July the 6th, 2020, and it is 4 p.m. New York time. Wherever you are in the world, thanks for joining us for another episode of LOA Today, your daily dose of happy. And we are happy to get this week off to a start with a guest. We've been doing guests lately, but this is a different kind of guest. This guest is a listener, somebody who she's basically doing what a Louis did. Louis did this a few years back. He was a listener and he contacted me and said, you know, I could do this show with you and I'd like to come on sometime. I said, okay. So we brought him on with Joel Elston. And I remember that one well, Louis, because I remember after the show, Joel said to me, you got to get this guy on here regularly. He knows his stuff. So I said, oh, okay. If Joel says so, I got to do it. So that's how that happened. So we're going to see if lightning can strike twice. So Amy Blackford is she's not only a listener, but she has quite a background, and I promised her we wouldn't spend a whole lot of time on her background, so I'm going to let her just do the short version of it. So Amy, first of all, welcome, and second of all, what's the short background?
Thank you so much. Basically, I started writing and illustrating books in my early 20s, and I was kind of on this spiritual journey to begin with, so my entire intention with writing these stories was to weave in these messages that were coming through me at the time. The Columbine shootings had just started. I was in my first year of college and I thought, you know, I've always been a reader. And from the time I was a child, stories were basically my escape. They were my way of coping with my external reality. And at the time I just was looking at the world around us and how violent movies and everything. And I'm not dismissing any of those things, but it just felt like teenagers in particular didn't have a whole lot of material that was something to inspire their own empowerment. And so that started me on the journey as well as my own just spiritual outlook on life. Mm-hmm. And I did read The Secret. I watched the movie and I read the book. So this was about 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. And through that process, I did find some problems with it. It was problematic for me, just like David was describing. It was just kind of hitting the surface.
Yeah.
But I could feel this resonance that this is really how this reality is supposed to work, the law of attraction. Mm-hmm. And so I just started doing my own studying and I came across Abraham Hicks. Mm-hmm. And I've been listening to her for 11 years. And through applying just her technique of changing my thoughts and my emotions, I just started making really big leaps in my life. And so that's really exciting.
It is exciting. It's always fun when that happens. Very good.
The leaps can be massive, can't they, once you start getting it?
Absolutely. Well, what ended up happening with The Secret is a lot of my friends got on the bandwagon. And this stuff, you've got to practice it, right? It's not easy. You've created, basically, when you're used to thinking the external reality is the reality and you keep reacting to it, you're going to keep getting the same results back.
Mm-hmm. But when how annoying that is.
It is. And then, so when you first learn this, you have this echo effect, mm-hmm. right? So even when you start aligning your thoughts and you become conscious of them and you start feeling better, things are going to keep happening outside of you. They're like an echo. And if you keep reacting to them, you stay stuck and you're like, this stuff doesn't work. You know, it's a bunch of hooey. I knew it was too good to be true.
Yep. I think you and myself and others, Louis, probably millions of others have gone through that exact same feeling.
Absolutely. And that's when I started doing more digging. That's the thing is, when you look at just one teacher, for me, I found by listening to lots of different teachers, that was able to expand my understanding of the law of attraction. And like I told you in my email, parallel realities, that'll probably be something we get into maybe if I get invited back. I'd love to talk about that. But today's focus and something I would love to delve into is the higher mind and what I have come to understand, this non-physical aspect of myself that I work in collaboration with every day that is basically, I look at it as my mainframe computer. It's my direct connect to divine intelligence, whatever you want to call it. But it is guiding me. And the more I trust it, the easier my life is getting.
Okay. That sounds like a good topic.
So, Amy, I would ask you something there. You used the word higher mind. Would you not say that this stuff. This vortex is beyond mine.
Yes. Okay. So when I say the higher mind, what I'm talking about is an aspect of yourself. It's your eternal self. It's I compare it to your mainframe computer. So I believe there is an intelligent field of all, of all consciousness together, correct? And then I also believe you have your own piece of that, your own personal database of all the identities, all of the lifetimes, and it is your stream. So David, the stream, and I think Abraham are tapping into the collective consciousness. They're tapping into everyone's higher minds all at once, and it's feeding them this energy. And that's why it usually presents with the pronoun we. But with the higher mind is a more personalized version of that concept. So it's all of the data you've collected, but it's also tapped into the collective. And so it's a very personal connection. So when I say higher mind, I just mean that aspect of myself that is not in this body, that this this knowledge or wisdom that I've gained.
So Abram's word for that would be vortex.
Yes. Yes. And then David's the stream. And I can feel myself channeling in moments when I'm having conversations like this. I feel my vibration lift, especially when I'm talking to others about this type of energy. It's me speaking, but it's also this higher wisdom starts coming through the more I open myself to it. We all have that ability.
Now, you're talking about my most favorite subject, too, which is the non-physical part of you, which you come over time to be more in alignment with, more in agreement with, more into flowing with, more. You just start aligning with your what you want, and that starts manifesting. And
absolutely.
As Abram says, you know, when you want something and you get it, it's the most gorgeous thing that a human can experience. And when you want something and you don't get it, it's the most horrid thing you can.
Right. So the physical mind, which is our chemical computer, our brain, the reason so many people run into a snag is that they aren't accessing their higher mind, even though it's there, until you really open the channel. It's like running on, you know, you've got high speed internet, and then it's like trying to run on dial up. So it's always there, but the feedback you're getting is very, it's very random, staticky. You know, sometimes you're getting what you want, sometimes you're not. So the physical mind is filled, and it, from the moment we're born, it's downloading all the programs from our culture, our parents, and we're just being, it's basically a data bank, and it's got a lot of viruses on it. Let's be honest. I like to compare it to a computer. And so when we operate from the physical mind, this is where we're constantly running in circles. We're hitting detours because I compare the higher mind to our GPS. You plug in what you want. And if you trust that blue little line, it's going to take you the quickest, fastest way to where you've plugged in.
The thing I love about a GPS is even if you go off track, no matter where you go, it still tries to get you back to that destination.
And if there's an accident or something you can't see, it has that aerial view that you don't have. So I liken it to you're telling the higher mind, okay, no, I'm not following that blue line. I'm going to pull out this dusty map from 1964 that's got coffee stains on it. It's ripped. Half of these roads don't even exist anymore. And I'm going to use this map in my memory to get to this place that I don't even know where I'm going. That's what it's like.
And it doesn't work very well, does it?
It does. I'm just wondering where you want.
I'm just wondering how you remembered where the rips were in the map in your mind, but that's another question.
Yeah, those are the old programs running, Walt.
Oh, that's what it is. Yes, okay.
It is. It's those old programs, and they get you every time. So that is where we can bring it all together with the law of attraction. Number one, becoming aware of our thoughts. I think this is where people get very caught up in, how am I supposed to monitor all of these crazy thoughts I'm having? You're really not.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
That was me early on.
And why don't you have to? Explain to them why you don't have to.
You don't, because if you just notice how you feel,
because you
can say to yourself, hey, what am I thinking about right there that's throwing me off? Okay. And then you can catch it and hit rewind and work on it. Now, as we all know, if we don't catch it, And we're like, oh yeah, that feels bad. I'm just going to keep having that bad thought over and over. The momentum is too much. And then that's when you get into these really big ruts and it gets harder to pull yourself out of it.
Mm-hmm. So what have you learned about your vortex?
I've learned that it's always there. It's always accessible. And the quicker I am at paying attention to how I feel. So mm-hmm. the more I'm resistant to allowing myself to feel bad, the quicker I can stay in that good feeling place. Here's another thing I've learned though through this process is we should allow ourselves to feel pain, sadness, anxiety, especially right now. I think people get on this spiritual journey and they think I'm supposed to feel good all the time. You know,
I saw somebody leaving a Facebook group. What's it that Law of Attraction Changed My Life group, because she was trying to be positive all the time and this wasn't working for her, and she wanted to spend time delving in the negative stuff so that she could sort it all out. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Okay. The contrast is there for a reason. I think of it flow like a river. You know, if you're going to feel pain, if you allow yourself to actually feel it, you process it. It's just like pleasure. It's fleeting. It's when we cause our own suffering, when we hold on to the pain, when we hold on to the anxiety, and it's like we're just holding on to it so tightly. So if we just let ourselves feel it, it's really okay. It will pass rather quickly, actually.
Well, the thing I love is that I was explaining to somebody on a podcast the other day, Walt, that I love emotional conflict now. I really enjoy negativity. I get angry and I say to my daughters and all the rest of it. I said to my daughter, you will notice I get angry, but I'll get unangry quite quickly. I'll get happy quite quickly.
Okay.
So notice that I'm going through this negative stuff. Notice that it's okay for you to also go through this negative stuff.
Yes.
But try not to stay there too long. And that's my advice.
That is the perfect way to put it. Just shifting the energy. But you're not forcing it. You know, as a human being, we have this spectrum of emotion for a reason. And if we can learn how to shift it to our favor, then of course, like Abraham teaches, the contrast actually is wonderful because it's showing us more accurately what we're looking for. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
My friend Cindy Chavez, who does the Wednesday show with me, likes to point out that there are two different kinds of feelings. There are the emotional feelings, but there's also the physical feelings. And it's important to pay attention to both of them because they both are indicators. The physical feelings may not actually fit on the emotional guidance scale, but they give you a sense of what's really going on just as well as the emotional feelings do.
I have chronic lower back pain and I've recently come to understand people tell you to feel good
about linked to money.
Being in pain. I'm like, okay, I'm going to actually, when I start doing these therapies on myself, start seeing what this pain is teaching me. And before this started, I'm so healthy. I didn't have a full appreciation for that until this started happening. So as I'm healing this aspect of myself and sending love to the experience, you know, it doesn't feel good physically. But it's different. There's a different feeling around. You can feel pain and not react and feel hopeless. You can feel pain and have hope, and it completely transforms the experience.
Completely.
It does.
And that is the thing that I love explaining to people is the importance of negativity.
Yes. I know. And
it is why we came to this physical universe. We came to have the expansion. The expansion starts first by knowing what you don't want.
That's right. We couldn't be in this physical, you know, linear time, 3D reality, because I also have experience with out-of-body experiences. I learned how to
do
that.
Cool, me too. We can talk about that.
Yeah, well, we could talk about that too. But once you learn how to come out of body, everything is moving so fast. We came down here for this slower reality, which is filled with contrast, because we wanted to have this linear time experience, and because we don't get that in other realities. So I think that's another important key for people to understand. This is part of the 3D Earth game. It's okay.
That's an interesting phrase you used, a slower reality. I think a lot of people today would say, wow, reality seems to have sped up. We got the technology, we got the world getting tighter and so forth. I mean, everything's moving so fast, I can hardly keep up. You're talking about slow?
Yeah, to tie this into your last podcast, I think her name was Linda.
Yes.
And she was talking about timelines shifting.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe we are at what I call switch point. I actually write about this in my new novel. When that comes out, maybe we could talk about it. It's for young adults, mm-hmm. and it addresses all this type of stuff. But I feel like we're at a switch point on Earth right now, the old paradigm that's kind of been controlling the planet for so long is in the midst of collapsing. And there's going to be many different versions of Earth. So there isn't just one version. So from the negative version to the highest version, it's which track are you going to pick? And as we are at this, what I would call a switch point where a new consensus reality is being created, we are going to, those train tracks are going to start separating. So you can't just jump from one reality to the next. Right now, the chaos is they're overlapped in a way that it's like, hey, wait a minute, there's all this great stuff going on. And all of this craziness, like, well, that's what made me want to come on the show, was your outlook on the current pandemic, which, by the way, is the theme of my novel I wrote
really?
4 years ago.
Okay.
I'm not kidding.
Wow.
And yeah, talk about lining up with things or being tapped in. But it was your outlook on it. It's exactly the outlook that I have through this. Wow. I've been like, I just have a feeling this is a sign of something really great happening. Yeah. And nobody wants to hear that, really.
Not when you're in the middle. Everybody on these shows wants to.
Well, well, yes, true. I have a very large network of spiritual friends, and we are definitely all in agreement.
Yep.
And I listen.
A lot of people are these days.
Yes, a lot of the teachers that I listen to, whether it's the astrologers or the spiritual teachers, literally all of them have come out with the same video saying the same thing. So it's very reassuring. And I like being a part of that dialogue, that timeline.
Yeah, it's fun. It, like you say, it is reassuring. And it also, for me, it's a way of kind of comparing notes, if you will.
Yes, yes.
You know, because different people come to this from different perspectives. Some people don't even think in terms of what we talk about here, law of attraction. They're very spiritual, but they just don't even think about it this way.
And
yet parallel tracks, like you're talking about, are
I've experimented with this idea in my own life and have definitely, in my mind, proven it. But I do want to preface this with saying these are all just our own personal perspectives. Mm-hmm. And one thing I've definitely learned on my path is to avoid. You can see this a lot, especially in the spiritual community. It's almost this elitist, my way is the right way.
Oh, God, yes, almost,
calling people sheeple and all of that. And I am not in alignment with that. I think we're all here on our own journey to have our own experience. And this is just my own personal perspective. I'm not even saying it's the right one, but it is what's working for me.
I'm grateful whenever I see a note like that because
yes.
then I know, okay, this place isn't for me. Where's the next one?
Exactly. Right. That's the cool thing about this reality, right? We can just sample. I can tell by the way it makes me feel. So like my friend Chuck, he is the one that introduced me to this podcast. And I was at a particular time where my pain levels were very high. And I've been listening to Abraham so long, I needed something new. And the podcast was it. I was just listening to each one in different situations, and it was just really helping me to shift my energy.
Oh, great.
And that's why I reached out to you, because I thought, I want to be a part of this dialogue. What a cool,
that's
wonderful fun. Conversation he has going in all different directions, too. I love that.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That's really been very important to me from day one, is just to bring in as many perspectives as I could.
It's very diverse. Yes.
It's about diversity, but it's also just about learning. Because when
it
you
is.
Have that diversity of perspectives, you're going to hear stuff you hadn't heard before. Think about stuff you hadn't thought about before.
That's the whole point. Even listening to David, as much as I can see what you're saying, that it's like listening to Abraham, but it's not.
No, it's different.
It's not. Completely his own version,
right.
Unique to him. And I love listening to different channels. I had an experience on New Year's Eve. This was about 8 years ago after I started awakening and I made contact with my higher mind. I had an experience where I started channeling basically an identity of myself on a different dimension of Earth. It was a really strange experience. and she has an accent. She comes through, and I record it. It's for myself. Mm-hmm. And she's the warrior woman in me, because I know it's not me, number one, because she talks to me in a way I don't speak to myself. And I would have these experiences where she would say things to me, and they were really great things, but I wouldn't remember. Mm-hmm. And that's when I was like, remember to hit record if your phone is near you when this starts happening.
Oh.
Record it so you can go back and re-listen to it.
Yeah,
and so it's really nice to develop this ability to channel for yourself instead of just listening to other teachers, because it's more personalized for you.
Absolutely. Spot on, because your higher self knows exactly what you've put into your vortex.
Yes.
So it knows what you want, and it knows how to get you from where you are now to
yes.
where you want to be. And it is
and
a very personal experience.
It is. And then it also guides me in the things that I'm still missing or doing, not wrong, but basically it's a mirror to say, you know, you still are running into a problem with this because of this reason. Here's a way to fix that or adjust it. Hmm. So I don't really get caught up in ever feeling sorry for myself. I'm always looking at, yes, I have reactions. I get angry like every other human being, but I'm very quick to say, okay, this is there's something going on inside of me though, that this is trying to teach me, or it's a mirror to me. And so I very quickly will start looking at what am I supposed to be seeing here? And that's a wonderful skill to have.
Funny, have you noticed, Amy, the movement in yourself? Because you're talking about a band that I have spent a lot of time in as well, is anger. Have you noticed the movement to frustration, then frustration to I don't care?
Yes. it is such a better feeling, actually. Mm. It's better to be angry than it is depressed or sad. So that's a vibration up to get angry about something than feeling very depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And then even from the anger, the frustration, and then like you said, almost, you know what, forget it.
I just don't care anymore. It's not important.
Just gonna tap out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great when you start realizing the emotional scale in yourself and you start playing with it and you feel it and, oh wow, you know, I'm at the don't
yes.
care place now and I'm moving up and this is better and I don't have to jump to hope or expectation. I can just play around here because this is where
yeah.
I am on these subjects. Okay. Some subjects you are in the hope and expectation.
Absolutely. And then there's the, you know, the major buzz moments where you're just in that vortex and it's just spiraling up. And you know,
and you
at
feel
some
the vibrational
point, you're going to spiral
that
down.
Mm-hmm. you really get to feel that vibrational difference, don't you?
Oh, my goodness. It's amazing. So that is actually one of my goals in 2020 right now, is just to try to find the neutral, because I love roller coasters, right? And I like the big ones. So I liken it to life is like a roller coaster, the up and the down. Right now, I'm actually more like, you know, I think I'm going to pick that kiddie coaster. I think I've had enough of being flipped around for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Just
having
to take
the
a little
courage,
break.
Amy, having that courage to do that roller coaster can give you an incredibly interesting life.
I have a wonderfully interesting life. That is for sure. But it's also being able to recognize when you have a mission or a purpose, sometimes if the emotions are too contrasting, you can become way too involved in that rather than what you're focusing on. And so while my life is really, I mean, I think my whole purpose here is just this, what we're talking about right now, but also with my writing and my creating and my day-to-day existence with my child and all of the things that I have going on, I can feel at times where I'm on too much of a roller coaster and it's time to just kind of equalize a little bit and being able to recognize when that needs to happen.
Yeah. Have you noticed those? This is a word I learned in one of the spiritual paths and I really like it. It's called rest points in eternity.
Oh, I like
that's when
that.
The roller coaster is kind of like going
yes.
flat for a while so that
catch
you can
your breath.
Assimilate. So you can assimilate all that expansion you've had through the contrast.
Yes.
And you can just cruise a little bit, rest points in eternity. I love it.
So back to the higher mind topic, when my higher mind first presented itself, it
Can you do me a favor?
Yes.
Can we change that word from higher mind to something else?
Sure. You,
removing
like
the word
it?
Mind is maybe vortex. Or
higher self.
Higher self. Okay. That'll be even better.
Okay. Higher self.
Yeah.
So Basically, when my higher self first started presenting itself, it felt like an actual energy force around me, like a physical, it felt like something was in the room with me. And this is when I first started awakening, and it scared me. So what did I do? I started Googling it. That was a bad idea. I was certain a demon was trying to possess me. So you guys can get a good laugh at that one. So
I've had a similar experience.
Okay. So
I can
tell you
about that one.
I would love to hear.
What was the 21st century experience? You Googled it. I mean, what else?
I did, and it was a bad idea. So then I said, okay, well, wait a minute. If this is, it felt benevolent. It felt like a good feeling. So I went with that and I said, okay, listen, you, whatever this is, you're scaring me and I feel like you're good. So until I assimilate to this, would you please just kind of back off? And it did.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And once I stumbled on some material that really made me understand what was happening, and I invited my higher self back in and said, listen, I'm ready to start having some conversations with you. And that it took off from there in all sorts of different ways. So that was my experience. So it was at first a bit jarring.
Well, sure. I mean, so, you're having a conversation internally with something that you can't explain to somebody else that doesn't fit into the cultural milieu, and you feel good about it.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a bit of a shock.
At first, none of my friends and family here in Atlanta were having these types of conversations, but I did meet groups of people like all over the world. They were posting YouTubes, and that's where I found the information. It was like, oh, wow. Okay. I'm not going crazy.
Yeah, right. Reassuring.
Have another smoke.
Yeah, right.
Jeez.
So I just wanted to briefly give you my experience because it explains quite a few dynamics. It's a very short one. I woke up and I was completely frozen in the bed. I couldn't move a muscle. I used every physical bit of force that I could. I couldn't move my arms, my legs, my head, my feet. Nothing would move. I used every inch of my strength. I was completely, and it was like a black force was sitting on my chest and had completely frozen me. And I was petrified out of my mind and, you know, fully awake, fully aware, but completely unable to move a muscle. So I, because of my spiritual path, I said, let me open myself to source energy, used other words, Holy Spirit in the one of the old languages that I used. And I just opened myself to it and it blew this black energy off me and it just absolutely annihilated it. But I became so scared of this powerful energy that I was like, oh my God, this is so scary. This is more scary than the black thing. So, you know, it's just interesting how a lot of people have these experiences and one doesn't fully understand how powerful source energy is until one has a whiff of it.
When I first started having these experiences, I went from, you know, wanting to go out clubbing with my friends. We would go out and now I'm just staying home in my meditation room because I'm having more fun with non-physical energy and, you know, meditations and talking to my higher self. And it wasn't even just my higher self. It was visions I was having. And like I told you, learning to have these out-of-body experiences and just this kind of wild experience of realizing I'm not this identity or even this body. And it really opened up from there. Mm-hmm. And it just continues to do so. But like you said, Louis, it happens in levels that you can process. And then it will kind of, things will slow down because if it were to just fly wide open, you would think you were going insane. Mm-hmm. You really would.
You know, as you become more used to the higher vibration, there's not such a contrast anymore. And therefore you don't, it's not a big wow as it used
exactly.
to be.
Exactly. Yeah. That's been my experience as well. Now it's just the norm for me. I talk more with my friends about it. It's, and, through being able to speak about it, had made connections with people who are already on the path or helped others that really weren't on the path yet to learning these tools. Cause whatever language we want to give it, it's a life tool. Cause I mean, we're down here. And I say like Earth is like this video game. It's a really hard one. So when I start getting like, why are things so hard? It's like, we didn't come here for easy. We picked to come down here to experience this.
Well, I used to think it was a hard game. Now I think it's an easy game, and it's just getting easier.
Well, yes, as you start leveling up, basically, and learning more, you get to the next level, you get those next coins, and yes, it does start getting easier and more fun, I would like to add.
You're still playing with a contrast, but now you're playing with a contrast between I don't care and hope.
Yes.
And it's still a huge contrast. The vibration is massive.
Yes.
But it's not depression to rage, you know?
Right. You no longer feel this sense of disempowerment or hopelessness, which is what ends up happening to a human being that thinks the world is happening to them. You just feel like you're being, you know, you're like on this boat in the middle of a choppy sea and you could get thrown overboard and drown at any minute. But when you start realizing how much power you actually have, it's a game changer. It's so much more fun to be in that rocky boat.
I love how we use metaphors a lot here on the program.
Yes.
And one of the metaphors we've used in the past has been the movie The Matrix. And now you just brought up that life is a video game. So I combine them together and I made The Matrix into a video game. And
I love it.
All of a sudden, it took on an entirely different feel just thinking about it.
Well, when's the upcoming up?
Have you ever read the articles where they're saying this whole thing is maybe could be a computer simulation? I mean, we could go out there in some of these conversations. I love to think of all the possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
It's fun. It really is. You mentioned something earlier, actually, I wanted to throw in a comment about. You mentioned how you don't really feel sorry for yourself. I am glad to admit I feel sorry for myself. But you know what the funny thing is? How short a time it lasts.
Good.
I mean,
that's excellent.
It's gotten to the point now. I actually tried it. I mean, to like deliberately.
Like, you know, to wallow?
Like to wallow for, I couldn't do it.
Like, yeah, wallowing's no fun. I don't have, for me, like I will experience those depressed or whatever emotions. But all of a sudden I'll be like, this is boring. This isn't me. And then I shift it back up. So like you were saying, Louie, it's kind of fun to have that kind of mastery over myself to say, okay, I felt this and this isn't really what I want to do right now.
Well, for me, it's also having developed new old tapes. Is that a phrase? New old tapes?
Yes,
because
I
we
like
talk
it.
About old tapes in terms of old thoughts that we've spun up, gotten momentum
yes.
behind and so forth. And then we want to replace those later on. Well, I replace them with some new tapes.
Good.
And
hey,
the new tapes are spun up. And the new tapes are what are blocking me from wallowing. Because the moment I try to wallow, my mindset turns into something else.
Well, basically, too, that's another thing about the law of attraction. And I could get all into the science of it. But the neural pathway in the brain is a belief. We can't form a new belief just because we've decided that belief is destructive.
Well,
we have to create a belief that replaces it and give it more focus.
Yeah.
And then we strengthen that neural pathway. And what ends up happening is that the old pathway will end up disintegrating and dying. Bruce Lipton is a wonderful, I know you've heard of him.
Bruce. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love Bruce Lipton. We actually just went to a conference of his. He had it here in Atlanta and I got to meet him.
Oh, fun.
And he, you know, he is such an amazing man. And I love looking at the science because so many people, when they want to pigeonhole this stuff as woo woo, frou frou, new age spirituality. And it's like, no, it's really not. When you really start breaking down the science, the other one is Greg Braden and the Heart Math, the Heart Institute.
Yep.
You know, just the power. I mean, it's being documented. This stuff isn't just getting pulled out of thin air, folks.
Well, in a sense,
I pulled lots of stuff out of thin air. I believe it, and I don't care what
oh,
you
I
think.
I love it. Oh, goodness, Louie, you are a character. This is so much fun. I knew this was going to be fun.
I have noticed that the community that uses woo-woo more often than anything else now is the LOA community. I think the rest of the world has kind of given up on it.
I just heard it on your podcast.
That one doesn't work anymore, so we're going to give up on that one.
Yeah.
We'll try something else to kind of diminish it. But no, we're about the only ones who use it anymore. I haven't heard anybody else use it.
Yeah, I heard it on your podcast, and it was a good way. I think David was the one that said it.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it was someone else that you had on. But it's basically people just blowing off the stuff that it's just it's metaphysical. It's not real. It's, you know, pseudoscience.
I was talking about that. I was watching a YouTube video where the guy was saying we're talking. He teaches and trains Google businessmen and all the rest of all the big companies and all the rest of it. And he was explaining the woo-woo region. The Wu Wu region is fantastic. It's something like, you know, sex before marriage, you go to hell. I don't believe in hell anymore. That's just woo woo shit.
Right. It's a made up fairy tale, right?
And, you know, when I had sex before marriage, it was fantastic. And my emotional guidance is telling me there's nothing wrong with it. So, you know, don't tell me this rubbish, you know? So, and then he was saying, you've got the spiritual realm, and what is happening is, people try to merge the spiritual realm with the woo-woo realm.
Right.
And they make the spiritual realm, you know, crap. It's just not important. It's rubbish. It's just, you know, it's not important. And now what he's done is he's split those two separately.
Okay. I
found that fascinating. He said, you know, you've got to explain to people that the woo-woo realm is something we don't believe in or agree with. You know, it's not,
yes,
it's not
exactly
important.
Exactly.
But we do very much agree with the spiritual, you know, and he teaches people to meditate and how to get into contact with their higher self and let the creativity come out and all the rest of it. And,
once
you know,
apply
this is taught to all the big companies.
Yes. Know? Once you apply it, there is no denying its power and the positive effect that it has on your life and the positive effect that you have on others just by being in that state. It literally helps to raise other people's vibration without you even having to do anything.
Absolutely. I love what Abram says. What's the greatest gift you can give somebody else?
To help them raise their own vibration?
No.
What?
You being happy yourself. That's the greatest gift you can give somebody else. Because when you're at that high vibration, they have the opportunity of coming up and joining you.
Yes.
You're not forcing them. You're not coercing them. You're not
trying
to get them there. You're not saying they're wrong wherever they are. But you're just remaining happy. And your alignment is the greatest gift you can give anybody
else. Have you ever gone to one of her conferences?
I was going to go, but the coronavirus knocked it out of the ballpark. It was in Amsterdam, yeah.
She was in Atlanta. This was, I think, 3 years ago, and it's the only one I've gone to, and it was quite remarkable because I'd already been watching her for many years. Mm-hmm. I love also Abraham's the personalities that come through.
Yes.
It's just so comical. And
have you heard the ones where Jerry comes on, where Esther says, that's Jerry talking right there?
Oh goodness. Yeah. She definitely was a game changer for me because at the time I was in a job that it was making me emotionally react a lot in a negative way. And so I would literally listen to Abraham all day, stay in the vortex.
Wow.
And through that was able to really shift my energy around. So I was at the same job, but having a completely different experience.
Different experience. Isn't that
interesting? It was a parallel version of that job. And that is when I said, wow, this stuff works. This is real. This is very real.
It's fun when we get that new perspective, and that new perspective is something we like and we enjoy.
Yes.
We play with it and we experiment with it. And all of a sudden things shift and wait a minute, what just happened?
Something that was so hard. That's the other thing too, is it's like I didn't learn how to write a novel overnight. I had to keep writing. Same thing with drawing or any skill that you master. I want to encourage all of your listeners that if the law of attraction truly does work, but you have to just keep working it. Just keep practicing it. And you can't fail at it. People get caught up in that too. I'm not doing it right. I'm not thinking right enough. That's just, no, just keep practicing it. And you're going to see the signs that things are changing for you in a positive way.
I remember when I made the turn and no longer worried about whether it was working. What made the turn for me was realizing that all I had to do was look around in my life and know that I had manifested all of it.
Yeah.
Whether I wanted it or not.
Yes.
And realize, and that's a hard thing. I mean, that's like dealing with quantum mechanics and understanding that a pen is really just a bunch of air with stuff floating around that doesn't really have any.
Come on, Walt, you didn't manifest me. It's rubbish.
Well, that's true. You didn't manifest me either. So there.
But you're right. Well, you make a good point. It's taking ownership for all of it. People will be there. You know, they will say, yes, I manifested this when it's something good. Nope. But when it's not something good.
Oh, yeah. Nobody wants to claim those.
No, that has nothing to do with me. So, yes, taking ownership for all of it is also another key to really learning how to master this stuff. So that is a great point to make.
For me, that's where the believability came in. It stopped being a magic wand and it started being reality when I realized all of it was manifested.
Right. You don't just get to have one side of it, right? Yeah.
And then knowledge that you now have control.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I can steer this boat.
Yes. Wow. You are the captain of the ship.
Because when you first find out, you say, where the hell's the steering wheel on this thing?
Am I on a ship even?
Or when you first become told, you become aware of your thoughts and you realize, wow, I have a lot of horrible thoughts all day.
Exactly. Absolute minefield of negativity.
Yeah, I have to tell you, in the beginning, for me, that was the hardest. I'm like, I am literally bullying myself all day long.
Oh, we are.
I couldn't even believe how poorly I was speaking to myself.
It's amazing. Yeah. We are rough on ourselves.
Oh,
there's
yes.
a book called What We Say to Ourselves or something, which is one of the first books I bumped into, and you know, it really got me to realize how much I was harming myself. But then when Abraham Hicks brought in the trust your emotional guidance, and I went to, I'm feeling bad, what thought am I thinking? And then I started seeing the correlation very closely of how I was bullying myself and how I was beating myself.
Breaks it down so simplistically. Mm-hmm. We're so much more aware of our feelings. And so, yes, that's exactly how I started getting a handle on it, was just, I can notice when I'm not feeling well, and then taking ownership. Okay, what was I just thinking about? Like, wow, I wasn't even conscious that I was thinking that. And then can go in and start changing some of those negative beliefs as well, and working with those and getting rid of them.
That is a really powerful thing to have noticed. Now, noticing is the biggest step.
It is.
Because you can skip all of it. It can just slide right by like it has been sliding by for years, perhaps.
You can't delete it off the hard drive if you're not aware that it's there. So that's
exactly
the key.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't know the computer virus is in there, it's just going to keep doing its virus.
It keeps running in the background, messing everything up.
The thing I love about what Abraham Hicks has said is that you can never get rid of anything. The universe stores everything forever.
Right.
And that's when I started thinking, all these philosophies that go out there and try to remove the broken.
Right.
You can't. It'll always be there. But what you can do is replace the focus onto something else.
Exactly. That's a perfect way to put it.
That's when a lot of people come to the conclusion, oh, God, I'm screwed. None of it gets erased.
Yeah, right. But that's a very good point, Louis, is that it's all there. So instead of working so hard to get rid of it, it's just, you're not accessing it. You're not focusing on it. Yeah.
And when you don't focus on it, the law of attraction can't amplify it.
Exactly.
And therefore, it doesn't have the impetus and the power anymore. And it just whittles into nothing, because your focus is now where you're going and not where you were anymore. And you're just flowing in this direction and off you go.
Well, and that's the other thing too, is about just trying to stay in this present moment, because so many times these negative thoughts are really, we're thinking about what happened and what might happen. And it's like, none of that really exists, but what is happening right now.
Well, this is the fascinating thing about the past. Let's say you had a bad experience. Now, the only way you experience anything is in the present. We comprehend that. We get an understanding of that. But this is how it works. If you take that bad negative experience and you think about it, what are you doing? You're bringing it into the
present moment. That's right. You're reliving it all over again.
You're reliving
all the emotions.
And actually, you're probably rewriting the story. It's probably not fairly accurate about how it was actually happened.
That's a very good point. And that's what causes all suffering. Suffering is not what's actually happening to you in the present moment. You're dealing with it. It's happening. It's when we keep going back over it again and again and again, and it's reopening that wound. And that's where getting control of the physical mind is so important. And that's why, for me, accessing my higher self, it's like I'm going around the physical mind, allowing the higher self to basically feed me the inspired thought, and then using the physical mind to help me navigate and manifest in this physical reality. And
by the way, congratulations.
And work in collaboration.
By the way, I want to specifically note and mention that on Friday, Linda Armstrong was drawing cards, and most of the cards were aimed at me, basically saying, stop doing programming for a bit and take a break. So I did. I took the break and got really good news out of the break.
Nice.
Because as you're probably aware, Amy, I mean, all of the listeners are aware, I've been working on developing this app for LOA Today.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I was listening to your frustration on that.
And I had I had to pull practically all of it out because there were problems with all of it, including with the Android version. Well, after I took the step back, like all those messages said on Friday, and basically just took the weekend off, and we went to the beach on Sunday and just did a complete relaxation. And then came back, I realized that I should take another look at the app itself. So I took another look at the app itself, and I found that the thing that was going wrong was not actually going wrong. The app was actually working perfectly.
Interesting.
And all was going wrong.
All that had been going wrong was I wasn't giving it enough time to show me that it was working properly.
You were getting in your own way.
I was in my own way.
Yes.
So first of all, thank you again, Linda Armstrong.
Thank you,
Linda.
Card drawer.
Thank you, Source, for giving me the messages. I did get the message this time. I did listen and look at the results.
Basically, you relaxed enough that the higher self was able to give you the information that you needed. The physical mind will block that. It's when we keep trying to go into the physical mind, we run into those detours time and time again. So that's why just not even focusing on it anymore and doing something that raised your vibration, in came the solution, and it was right there all along. It's amazing how that happens.
And it was really tough work. All I had to do was look at the ocean all day long.
I know, it's tough life.
Really traumatic.
That was just really good. Get a little bit of rays, you know, it was nice. It was good.
There is nothing like I know when I have a project or something I'm trying to solve, I know when it's time to step away because, that aggravation really starts to get to you. And, being able to shift gears and having the power to be able to do that, it makes all the difference, doesn't it?
I mean, the hardest part of the day was setting up the canopy in the first 3 minutes that we got there. That was it. That was the task for the day. I was done.
You had to fight those winds.
Actually, I wasn't fighting the winds. It was that it was a new canopy. We just bought it, so I had not assembled that particular one before.
And you're over there reading directions. Yeah, I get it.
Amy, I wanted to point out something about you from my perspective.
Yes.
And that is your level of confidence. And I would say your level of confidence not only is high, but it is constant and stable and able to deal with different contrast because you understand the universal law of attraction, your emotion, or your guidance. And it is very visible in you.
Thank you so much.
I love. And it's that confidence I'm really admiring in LOA people at the moment.
Yes.
They really seem to have a resilience that a lot of other people are not quite able to understand yet, because you've really got, and you've been talking about it straight away, and you know it's important for you, is the importance of negativity.
Yes.
And you're now looking at it as an expansion tool. You're not looking at it as I'm broken or something's wrong or all the rest of it. And that is so empowering, and I'm always enjoy watching it in people.
Yeah, this is a new, I would say over the last few years, I just had a round of experiences that were very contrasting, negative experiences, and they really pushed me past my comfort level with the law of attraction, meaning I had to really look within myself to say, okay, you know, I'm manifesting this, so I have the power. And started really getting a grip very quickly on the negative experiences, and not just getting a grip on them, starting to, like you said, embrace them, because they were such powerful ways for me to shoot forward even further. Abraham, you know, she compares it to the rubber band being shot forward. You know, you pull it back, you pull it back. But when you shoot forward, you're in an even higher spot than you were before. Mm-hmm. So you can bet when you get knocked down real hard, the quicker you stand back up, you're going to be even stronger than you were before. So there's a confidence and a vigilance, especially in these times right now. I'm so glad that I've been on this path as long as I have, because I can't imagine what it would be like to be having this experience without this tool, without knowing that I'm going to be just fine. And like Walt was saying, I agree with you, Walt. I think 10 or 15 years from now, we're going to be looking at a very different society in a positive way.
Oh, no doubt. And I totally am on board with what you're saying about how it would be a completely different experience now. I think about that a lot, knowing that a lot of people just don't know this stuff. They've never studied it, never looked into it. And for moments, not very long, but for moments, I think about what is it like to live in that realm. And then I remember I knew what it was like. I lived in that realm. I lived in that place for a long time.
Yes.
And what's happening right now is particularly, high on the roller coaster scale.
Yeah.
But it really isn't all that different from what I went through when it was lower on the roller coaster scale. It still felt unempowered. It still felt like you were a victim.
When you're in the power seat, no matter what's happening outside of you, you're okay with it. That's why I really am lacing this stuff into my young adult stories, because that's really my mission and my purpose with my writing. And I'm also an illustrator, is to try and reach an audience that otherwise wouldn't be privy to this information. So, it's exciting to also be doing that with my extra time. I also work a regular job and I'm a mom. I have an 18-year-old. He's awesome. And so just kind of having that balance, but being able to take what I'm learning and then putting it in a platform for young adults is really exciting for me.
Your excitement level is quite
incredible
too.
Thank you.
It really is. I mean, it's quite clear. This jazzes you in a big way. You're smiling.
It really does. I mean, after that podcast and you basically put verbatim what I had just said to someone about the state of the world, I'm like, wow, okay. I really want to have a conversation with Walt. And Louis, this is fabulous meeting you.
Likewise.
This is fun. I'd love to come back on,
we'd love to have you, I think.
Now you know why I
see
do
what
this
the boss
five
says.
Days a week.
Yeah, absolutely.
You get this kind of high 5 days a week. You can't let go of it. You have to keep doing it. That's why I keep doing it every day.
Yeah, I commend you for doing it every day and taking the dedication to do that.
I don't think I could stop, to be honest.
Yeah.
Seriously, I don't think I could. If I stopped, it would be a real dive into contrast. Let's put it
that way. For you... I write every day. I wake up at 4 a.m. in the morning so I can put in about 4 hours before my workday starts. And so that's what this is for you. Speaking about this and putting it out to the world it's your passion. That is exciting.
It's plain fun.
It is plain fun. Yes.
I enjoy every minute of it. Hey, I want to make sure, I know we have some time left, but I always tend to squeeze this in at the last minute. So I want to get it in now while I'm holding on to it. And that is the reminder that we always do every show, that if you're not yet subscribed to the podcast, we want you to become subscribers. And as I just mentioned a few minutes ago, it's now easier than ever if you're an Android user, because yes, the Android version actually does work properly.
I have an Android.
Hooray. So you can now go to the Play Store and you can actually download LOA Today's app. Now, because it hasn't gotten a lot of downloads yet, you may have to put quotation marks around it, double quotes, in order to find it. After people have been finding it for a while, it'll be a lot easier to find just by typing in LOA Today.
But please
do download and, let us know what you think about it. And by the way, once you've downloaded it, now you're subscribed, because that's the main purpose of the player. It actually provides the playlist, and it keeps adding and updating every time that we put in a new show. And, send us a note. And by the way, one of the things you can do in the app, ta-da-da, is to send an email to Walt. It is one of the options in the app. So
I want them to send one to me too. Come on.
I know, well, Louie, don't you get
I can put you
email?
In for next version, Louie. Now, I have a link to you on Facebook. If you want me to put the email link in, I can do that. Now, be careful what you wish for. This is pure law of attraction.
I'm happy to talk to anybody if they're...
All right. Okay.
If they want to talk.
So the next
they bother
version,
me, they just get blocked. It's simple. I just put my focus somewhere else.
I also have a blog that I've started. It's called wordwarrior.press, and I have what's called the warrior rules. I started these many, many years ago on Facebook, and basically I would have a spiritual experience, and instead of just writing it, on Facebook, I would come up with some sort of a rule for myself that would encapsulate what I've just gone through. And so I started this blog, and I give my readers a little challenge at the end. So any viewers that want to go ahead and check that out, it's basically all this kind of stuff that we're talking about and how to kind of apply this mentality to your day-to-day life.
Where do they find the blog?
It's called wordwarrior.press. And then I can send you a link. I don't know if you put those in the bottom of the YouTube feed.
Yeah, I can do that. No problem.
Okay, great.
Send it along. I also want to complete what I was trying to do as a promo before. I want to complete the promo because iPhone listeners, you have not been left out in the cold. I am still working on that one. That's the last one. I thought it would be the easiest one. It's actually proving to be the most difficult one, but you know, that's the way this stuff goes. But that one is going to be out hopefully very, very soon. And when it does, it will be announced here first. So if you're not yet subscribed the old fashioned way, subscribe the old fashioned way. That's when you'll find out that the app is out. That's the way this thing works. Also, we want to remind people, tell a friend to tell a friend, because that's how Amy found out.
That's right.
Right?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be posting your podcast all over the place.
So your friend found you, told you about it, and you found the podcast. Well, that's the way it works. I mean, the law of attraction doesn't work in a vacuum. It works in a real world where people actually share things.
That's right.
So,
and it expands, especially when you have intentions such as this. It's always going to expand.
It definitely does, and it keeps right on expanding, and that's what makes it so much more fun. I mean, when I first started, I had a grand total of zero listeners, and I was happy there, but it's just gotten more fun since then because the listenership just kept growing and growing and growing.
That's fantastic.
It's like, this is where I really appreciate what they talk about when they talk about being on the journey.
Yes.
This, to me, is how I experience the journey the most, just by continuing to do the show every day, 5 days a week, and then watching the listenership grow and getting more and more contact from people and thinking, wow,
it's
I'm
your
actually
purpose.
Touching
it's your
people.
Creative purpose is talking about
and growing yourself too.
One.
At the same time. Yeah. At the same time. It's both.
And what about you, Louie? I know you're very passionate about this. So in your personal endeavors, creatively, how are you using the vortex?
In 3 minutes or less.
In 3 minutes or less. Go.
Walt knows me. That's why he says this. It's the interesting thing about me is I've now really embraced the philosophy that the greatest gift you can give to anybody else is to maintain your happiness.
Yes.
So I'm not really too focused on doing too much other than maintaining my connection, my alignment. And that is the way I wish to do it. Non-invasive, not pushing or pulling, not doing anything, just keeping my alignment, coming onto this lovely podcast because I thoroughly enjoy doing it, not because I want to change anybody, not because anybody's broken, not because anybody needs to be fixed, but because I enjoy it. It's fun.
Love it. And I can tell that you enjoy it. Like you were saying to me, it just shows you guys both have that glow that we're identifying as it's a high vibration. You're doing something that you love, and it just has a certain feeling around it. Mm. And we want everyone to feel that way. But at the end of the day, we're feeling this way, and whoever is resonating with it, welcome.
We'll be drawn to this podcast.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's what's happened. And it's fun. That's one of the fun parts for me. That's why I call it your daily dose of happy, because the people who show up to listen are getting that dose. And now I know they're the ones who are in alignment with it because they're the ones who showed up.
That's right.
Absolutely. It's
endlessly growing. And, I love it.
And, it's not necessarily for the masses.
No.
I see it expanding more and more, but it's going to expand as fast as it's meant to, right?
Exactly.
I'm just glad I'm in the middle of that vortex.
I think it's going to expand. I don't know where the limit is. I don't think, I think in terms of a limit, I think almost unlimited, but it doesn't even matter what the numbers are. What matters is who wants to come.
Yes, exactly. Who came down here for this experience?
Yeah.
You know, somebody can get something about what we've said here, change their entire life, and they can affect millions.
You have no idea exactly.
So, you know, the ripple effect, you'll never be able to perceive the depth and breadth of it.
Right. The most important thing, like you were saying, Louie, is that it's affected you and how you feel. And then the effect that it's going to have is what is meant to come out of it. And you're not trying to control that.
But Amy, there is only my world.
Right, exactly. I love it.
Worlds within worlds. Okay, so here's the question, Louis. Did you pass the audition?
Nah, sorry.
Wah, wah, wah.
Amy, I'm dying to hear the experiences and not just the philosophy.
Ah, okay.
Well,
I know of only one way to make that happen.
Exactly.
So,
Amy,
back,
would you like
guys?
To join us on Mondays going forward?
Oh, I would love
I'm
to
very
join
happy.
You.
Absolutely.
Because we got to hear the rest of the stories.
Oh, I mean, we have tons of them, don't we? Yes, I can tell stories.
So, okay.
I am a storyteller by nature.
Then it's a done deal. So there it is. Awesome. Two just became three again. We were three before. We got down to two. Now we're back to three. This is good.
I love it.
All good.
Okay, great. Well, it was wonderful chatting with both of you.
Thank
really
you for joining
this.
Us. Thank you for reaching out, too. You did a Louis D'Souza because he's the one who pioneered that.
Yeah, I just reached out. Like I said, I was in the vortex, and I just followed that instinct, and here we are.
Here we are. Very good. It's beautiful. So, okay. Thank you, Louis.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
It was wonderful.
Jeffrey was tuned into our live stream. He always is. And if he didn't have a lot to say, I think he was just kind of overwhelmed with you, Amy. You were just
It was too much. No. It was wonderful to meet you all and Louis. And I'm just excited to be a part of the dialogue.
That'll and we're great. Glad to have you as part of the dialogue. So welcome to the team. Thank you to our podcast listeners as well. We'll see you all next time here on LOA Today. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Goodbye.